This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. Our country's war on poverty continues, yet after 50 years, there are still far too many individuals struggling to reach and maintain economic sustainability. In Cincinnati, one in three people struggle with poverty. The Family Independence Initiative uses a different model to fight poverty, doing away with a traditional top-down approach. Instead, it trusts and invests directly in low-income families so they can work individually and together to achieve prosperity. And joining us to talk about the mission and the strategy of the newly formed Family Independence Initiative Cincinnati are Director Vashti Rutledge, Tara Noland, who's Executive Director of Greenlight Cincinnati, and President and CEO of the Greater Cincinnati Foundation, Ellen Katz. You can join us at 513-419-7100, email talk at wvxu.org, or find us on Facebook or Twitter. Tara, good afternoon. Ellen, good afternoon to you. And Vashti, good afternoon. Good to see everybody. Thank you all for being here. Let's start off by talking about the Family Independence Initiative, Vashti. What is that?
The Family Independence Initiative is an initiative that is really meant to help us shift the way we engage with families. Typically, the way things work within our system is that we have said there are families who are in need or in support, and we have the system and the structure to show them the way. And what FII says is that actually families know the way, but what they need is some support and some investment to help them reach that goal. And so we really recognize how hard families are working. We know that many times what we see with families who are living at or below the poverty level, many times we're talking about working families who are working multiple jobs, right? And are trying to figure out how to make it from paycheck to paycheck, take care of their children, meet their their obligations, their bills, and transportation issues, childcare, all of those things, without some of the economic supports that many of us have because of the investment that has been made in us. And when I say the investment, I mean credit cards, mortgages, right? Things that help us build our assets, things that help us build our wealth as a family. These families don't typically have access to those things. And so what FII does is we try to make a small investment in a family and see what that investment can turn into. And so with a small amount of funds, what we see is that when we invest directly in families, they're able to grow that investment. They're able to increase their income. They're able to build their assets. And they're even able to decrease the amount of federal subsidies that they draw down on.
So you're starting with the family, the family members. You're starting from the foundation and working out from there. Is that a good way to describe what you're doing?
Definitely. What we're doing is we're meeting a family exactly where they are, and we're saying, tell us what you think will help you be successful. And we're trusting that they have that answer. And then we say, "What? Set a goal. What's the goal that you would like to reach over the next 2 years? And we ask them to join together with other families in groups of 6 to 8 and to meet together monthly and to journal monthly about the progress they're making towards those goals. And just like with us, right, when you want to meet a walking goal and you put on your Fitbit, right?
She must have seen that on my wrist.
Right. How does it look at the end of the day when you've been sitting in a chair all day and you haven't reached your goal? And what does that motivate you to take the steps in the morning, right?
Exactly.
So the same thing for families. They are able to see their progress from month to month. They see their reports. So we don't hoard their information and not share it with them. We share it with them first so they can track and say, wow, I've been doing really great, or what happened in December? And it's like, if we all know the same thing that happens to all of us in December, right? Right. And so they get to see how am I going to jump ahead again in January? And they have a group of people who are going to hold them accountable. So it's really about using community connections and social capital to help build success.
Ellen and Tara, your organizations have invested, I believe it's $2.4 million between the two organizations in FII.
Yep.
So I wonder if each of you could talk about why you invested the money with FII. What did you see in this particular effort that you said this is a good place to put our money?
Sure. You want me to start?
Sure.
So at the Greater Cincinnati Foundation, one of the things that we've really been looking at is the issue of child poverty in this community. Also, we have a very active women's fund that had just done some research on the Cliff Effect and how the Cliff Effect was holding families back from being able to get out of and stay out of poverty. And we really got focused on women's upward mobility as a particular area that we wanted to focus strategically. The Greenlight Fund, which you hear from Tara, came together with a bunch of community leaders and really decided this was an opportunity to bring to this community. So the synergy of all of those variables for us just led to this is a place where we can make a big, bold investment that hits what the community needs strategically on a lot of levels. And so we ended up making a commitment of $1.8 million over 4 years in partnership with donors and others who have a relationship with GCF. So actually, they've come to the table with close to $600,000 now so that we can collectively, with Greenlight, enable the Family Independence Initiative to not just start with 100 families, which is what we originally had resources for collectively, but reach 500 families.
Now, you mentioned the cliff effect. What would you explain that?
Sure. So, you know, in essence, when families are living in poverty, they're eligible for public assistance and different programs that come with their public assistance. And the more families make, and the more they advance, they're going to lose some of those benefits. But typically what happens is that the loss is greater than their additional earnings. So it takes a while, a long while, many, many, many years to actually net positively on an all-in income basis. So we want to help families across that gap, and that's exactly what FII does.
Tara, I want to get your thoughts on this, since your organization is also invested in FII.
Yeah, so how Greenlight works is we're a venture philanthropy model that does a needs assessment every year to figure out where there are gaps in services in our communities, and then we look for what models, what organizations are out there that we could bring to Cincinnati to help fill those gaps. So when we do that, we invest funds, literally startup kind of capital funds, and then also some corresponding support to help that organization be successful in the long term. And so when we were doing a needs assessment, obviously families and children living in poverty quickly rose to the top. And when we were looking across the country for some really innovative models for something that was totally different from what we have here, FII really jumped to the front of the pack from the get-go. And so the idea that FII could complement the really pretty tremendous services that we already have in Cincinnati with this totally new approach. And, you know, FII is really great for families who have perhaps benefited from services from other organizations, but who are ready to transition their support from an organization to a community to each other. And so we were really excited about that, both about the innovation of the model, but also the data and the results that FII collects is pretty much unparalleled across the country. So we were excited both for families in Cincinnati to have access to their own data, but also for our community as a whole to be able to access that information and use it for future, hopefully, policy decisions and other funding decisions.
Nice. Mm-hmm. How many other cities is FII operating in?
FII is operating in 7 other cities currently. So we are in the Bay Area in San Francisco and Oakland. We're in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We're in Detroit. We're in New Orleans, and then we're in Boston and also in Cambridge. Our Boston site is currently our largest site, and there are 1,000 families that are currently active in Boston. And as an organization right now, we're in a period of a pretty substantial growth. So we are hoping that within, you know, a 5-year period that we will be reaching 20,000 families.
So what kind of progress have you made in the other cities?
The progress, so what we see across families is that it's pretty consistent. So it varies a little bit from city to city, but a couple things that we see fairly consistently is that families who are engaged in FII during over a 2-year period, which is the commitment that we make to families and the commitment that they make back to us, have an increase in income of an average of 23%. So if you think about how much you make, a 23% bump wouldn't be a bad thing, right?
Right.
Also, what we see is that families decrease their draw on subsidies like TANF and SNAP by 60%. And oftentimes, what that looks like is not just because their income went up and so they were cut off, but families actually opting out. Right, saying I don't want SNAP benefits anymore because I found a resource in my community that allows me to meet my family's needs and is a more private, right, and comfortable space for me. So that's another benefit that we see. And we also see an increase in assets. And this is substantial because that means of around $5,800. And this is substantial because what that means is that not only are families likely decreasing some of their bad debt, but they're increasing their good debt. And so what does that mean? That means you paid off a credit card, but maybe you put a down payment on a house and now you're a homeowner, right? So maybe your total debt may have gone up because now you have a mortgage, but wow.
It went up for a good reason.
It went up for a good reason. And so to see that shift in assets is really, when we know what built the middle class in this country, right, that increase in assets is really meaningful to the potential long-term success for the families.
And Mark, I think it's important to note too that when we're talking about investing directly in families, we aren't talking about millions of dollars in each family. We're talking about a relatively small amount of usually $2,000, $2,400 per family. That relatively small amount of money makes a life-changing difference for an individual family.
Mm-hmm. So how long ago, FII started, it's been about 16 years, is that right?
Yes, it's been 16 years since 2001. And so we stayed fairly small for some time. And it's been recent, in particular with the support that we've been getting from the Greenlight Fund, that we're seeing growth and entering and being able to enter into new cities. And also because I think as not just, right, we see it here locally in Cincinnati, the readiness and the support and the willingness to want to create a better outcome for an entire community. And I think we're seeing that in communities across the country where there's a recognition of, right, this huge gap that's happening, this economic gap that's happening for families. So when we see the amazing things that are happening here locally, and we're thinking, like, how do we not, you know, include every family in our community in this? And I think that's why there's this growing readiness for something like FII.
Yeah. Why is it a good fit for Cincinnati, Ellen?
Yeah, there's just so much that's going on in the community right now and an awareness of the disparities that have been growing. And in particular, through the Child Poverty Collaborative, we've been looking at what can we do for families that would complement, as Tara said, the already robust and successful system of social services that we have. And nowhere in the community do we have this opportunity for families to be so trusted and so empowered to form their own cohort groups and have access to these resources, which come through what FII calls the Up Together Fund. And these families are just completely trusted and empowered to apply to this fund for the very small amount of capital they need to just get them to another place. So I just think the appetite locally is so strong for empowering families, and this fit like a glove.
Yeah, Tara, would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, at Greenlight, we talk a lot about we work best at where need meets opportunity. And so I think the need, when you're looking at our child poverty rate and things, the need is tremendous, but the opportunity, just the energy that is Cincinnati is experiencing right now, and just the passion that and kind of the community awareness and just collective will we have to really tackle this problem made it a really just a great time for FII to launch here.
Mm-hmm. Can I just tell you about, have a lot of organizations shifted away from the, you know, the providing goods and financial assistance to more of this model where you're helping people develop their own economic stability and viability and showing them, training them and showing them different ways to approach this?
I would say it's a growing trend. So the current system as it exists is still very strong and robust. And in particular, when you talk about the safety net, very much needed, right? So I think the traditional model has its place and is really important to our community because there's always going to be, right, families that are going through a particular challenge or obstacle where they need that additional support. But there's also a recognition that there are families who know what they need, right, and may have fallen on some challenging times. And that could be something like a child gets sick, right? And it causes one of the family members to have to leave their job, and a two-income family becomes a one-income family, and that spirals into other challenges, and then that family finds themselves in poverty for the first time, and how do they work their way out, right? So a family who may not need, right, a program with a lot of steps to it to explain to them how to get on their feet, but really just needs a little bit of scaffolding and support to get on their feet again. And I think there's more organizations within our community and nationally that are recognizing that we can invest in families and trust that they know what's best for them and see them be successful. And I think we need both. We need both aspects of support to help our communities grow and prosper.
What do you think is the biggest challenge for families trying to reach economic stability and move beyond that?
Money. So, I mean,
it always comes down to money, though, for some reason, doesn't it?
So, I think that opportunity is actually the biggest challenge, and that opportunity is directly connected to the finances, right? But one of the things that we know is that capital is much more than just dollars. So much about capital is social, and it's the way that we are connected to our community. It's how we find out about new job opportunities. It's how we find out what's happening locally in our communities. And those things are really important to your kind of your social health. And so now, as communities become more transient, as people move around a lot more than they used to, as people don't necessarily knock on their neighbor's door the way they used to, right, we see that families don't have the same level of social capital that they used to have. And so part of what FII's model is really about is getting families to come together and recognize the power that's in their community, the power of their togetherness. Because so often we focus on what did you achieve individually? And what we're trying to say is, what can you all achieve together? And so I think opportunity can lead to, right, a growth in financial health. For me, I didn't know about FII. I didn't know about the organization. It was someone in my network who spoke to someone they knew who was able to make the connection between the organization and me, right? And so that opportunity is what allows me to sit here at this table with you, right? It wasn't because you need that social capital to help make those connections in our world.
Yeah, and social capital is a great point because we just, in a lot of cases, like you're saying, we don't have the same connections to family and friends that we once had.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's huge. I said, I share with families a story about how we had a neighbor when I was a child who was a great baker, and she would want to make a pound cake. And then she would come upstairs to the upper, we lived in an apartment. She'd come up the stairs and she'd knock on the door and she'd say, Steph, that's my mother, I want to make a pound cake. Do you have a cup of sugar and a couple eggs that I can borrow? And then sometimes she'd be like, and a little bit of flour, right? So like she would have none of the ingredients, but she had the desire to make the cake. And so usually my mom would be like, under her breath muttering, but would give her those ingredients. And then maybe a couple hours later, she'd come up the stairs with some slices of cake for my mom. But today, how often do people not even know who lives downstairs? And so it's really trying to get people to reconnect with each other again.
So what's the goal? How many families are you
Our goal, we would like to reach 1,000 families. So as Tara and Ellen shared, the investment that we have right now allows us to reach 500 families over the next 4 years. We would love to see that turn into 1,000 families over the next 4 years.
And I think one of the things to that point, and one of the reasons we were so excited about FII, is that this is a proven model that could be replicated and scaled quickly. And, you know, good for us as a community, for all the sectors, including the business sector, that came together and said, yeah, let's invest in Greenlight and make sure they can find something that will fit our community, its needs, that we can replicate quickly. Mm-hmm. And so getting to 500, I mean, I just said to Vashti, gosh, how you doing? This sounds like a lot of work, but we're rolling.
Oh, how do families sign up? How do they get involved in this?
So the best way is to reach out to me. And, you know, so I can... I will come to a family wherever they are. So I've been working with a lot of our nonprofit partners in the community and sharing with them what FI is and what the opportunity is. And sometimes that sets off a light bulb. Oh, I know a family who might want to do that. And they make the connection. Other times it's things like this. So having a conversation on the radio and someone says, I might want to do that. And so someone will reach out to me directly by email. So they can just email me vashti@fii.org and say, I'm interested in FII. And I usually get a couple of those a week of families that just saw, you know, the press release when we first launched, or right, they hear it's read an article and they want to check it out for themselves. And when those happen, I reach out directly and we have a conversation. And so I share what FI is and what it isn't. And if they're interested, I say, okay, now go find your group, because it's on them. It's this is the family's process. They lead this work and we learn from them. And so they go out and they find the 6 to 8 people that they want to spend the next 2 years meeting with. And we start the process of getting them enrolled in FII.
How will you measure your success?
I think there are a few things. First off is reaching the amount of families that we set out to reach. And I don't think that's going to be a problem. I think that we may have to pace ourselves, actually, because families are excited about this opportunity. The community is excited about this opportunity. And so I'm seeing a great uptake of families that want to be engaged. And another piece is that families stay engaged. And part of that is making sure that that families opt in. So one of the things that doesn't work for FII is for an organization to push a family to us, right? A family really has to decide this is something they want to do. And so having families stay with us for the full 2 years is going to be really important to our success, especially during this first, you know, this first 4 years, because that's how we're going to learn what is the need here in Cincinnati and how can we be successful with families. And then lastly is hopefully seeing a replication of the outcomes that we've seen nationally, right? So seeing the increase in income, the increase in assets, those will be other markers for us that this is really working. And it's an opportunity for us to share that information with the sector and with funders so that as a community, we can all start thinking about investing differently in families.
Vashti, Ellen, and Tara, thank you for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Mark.
Thank you for having us.
Family Independence Initiative Cincinnati Director Vashti Rutledge, Tara Noland, who's Executive Director of Greenlight Cincinnati, and President and CEO of the Greater Cincinnati Foundation, Ellen Katz. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. You can find archives of our programs at WVXU.org. Pete Reitmeier was the producer for today's show. The assistant producer was Selena Reeder. Dave Shermer was the technical director. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. I'm Mark Haney. Stay tuned for Here and Now, coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. This November, Ohioans will vote on Issue 2, which would require state agencies to pay no more than the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs for prescription drugs. The law's backers claim it will save taxpayers millions of dollars. Opponents say it could actually increase drug prices. On the next Cincinnati Edition, we'll discuss Issue 2, and we'll hear how the work of museums allows us to tackle today's social issues. That's on Cincinnati Edition, Wednesday afternoon at 1 on 91.7 WVXU.